Welcome to the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul, the Mother Church of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, the largest brownstone structure in Philadelphia, and the largest Catholic cathedral in Pennsylvania. Completed in 1864, it was raised to the status of a minor basilica in 1976 by Pope Paul VI in recognition of its role in the 41st International Eucharistic Congress held in Philadelphia. It is modeled after the Lombard Church of St. Charles in Rome. The cathedral's architectural design is Roman Corinthian, and it is the only cathedral built with this design in the United States. To see another, you will need to travel to Europe. As you tour this magnificent house of worship, you will hear of additions and changes to the original structure. If at any time you wish to meditate or pray, please pause playback and resume when you are ready to continue your tour. Our tour begins in the rear of the cathedral with the statue of St. Peter, which is located in the aisle to your far right as you face the main altar. Please walk to the statue, then resume playback. This statue of St. Peter, one of the two patrons of the Cathedral Basilica, was placed here in August of 2009. St. Peter is depicted holding the figurative keys to the kingdom, representing the heavenly and temporal authority bestowed upon Peter by Jesus. The statue formerly resided at the Church of the Most Blessed Sacrament here in Philadelphia. Looking up, you see a ceramic mosaic mural designed by Leandro Velasco, which was set in place in 1975 to commemorate the 100th anniversary of Philadelphia as an archdiocese. It is dedicated to the life and the works of St. John Neumann, the fourth bishop of Philadelphia. He is the central figure in his episcopal garments. The phrase by which he shaped his life, soli Deo, or for God alone, is repeated in German and Italian. The image of the cathedral at the top recalls the bishop's joy at the completion of its exterior in 1859. In the scene represented by the Blessed Virgin with the blue stole, Bishop Neumann was present in Rome at the promulgation of the dogma of the Immaculate Conception in 1854 at Pope Pius IX's invitation. Also shown are symbols of the 80 churches built during his years in Philadelphia. He is surrounded by members of the numerous religious communities which he introduced to the diocese. The monstrance recalls Bishop Neumann's introduction of the 40 Hours Devotion in 1853. The shrine to your left is of St. John Neumann and was dedicated in 2009. New to the shrine is the imposing 7-foot marble statue sculpted in St. Jude's studio in Italy. St. John Neumann was born March 28, 1811, in what is now the Czech Republic. He studied in Prague, then came to New York at the age of 25, where he was ordained a priest. He did missionary work in New York, and at 29 joined the Redemptorists, becoming its first member to profess vows in the United States. He was named Bishop of Philadelphia in 1852, and founded the first Catholic diocesan school system. He drew into the city many teaching communities of sisters and the Christian brothers. He died in 1860, and Pope Paul VI canonized him in 1977. He is buried in St. Peter the Apostle Church at 5th and Girard Streets, here in Philadelphia. The baptistry was enlarged in 1956 to a semicircular apse. The Mandolato Rose baptismal font is surmounted by a bronze dome with the inscription of the sign of the cross. Above the altar in the apse is an exquisite stained glass window from Comic of Boston, depicting the baptism of Jesus by St. John the Baptist, and a further scene of Saints Peter and Paul in the Mamertine prison baptizing prisoners with water from a miraculous spring. The baptistry is enclosed by a bronze screen whose design was inspired by a similar one in the Cathedral of Toledo, Spain. Set in metal onto the top center of the screen is the coat of arms of Cardinal O'Hara, carrying his motto, ipsam sequam non deviat, or if you follow her, you shall not go astray, referring to Mary, the mother of Jesus. The next altar is dedicated to the Holy Souls, and it is modeled after the Blessed Sacrament altar in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. The last shrine in this aisle is dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary, under the title of Our Lady of Grace, or Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal. Installed in 2008, an heirloom copy of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, in the marble frame, was enthroned by Cardinal Regali on June 6, 2009. The altar is new to the cathedral, but formerly graced North Philadelphia's St. Boniface Church and dates from the 19th century. The medallion above the statue of the Blessed Mother originated with our Blessed Mother herself. You see the reverse side of the miraculous medal, which bears a cross with a bar at its feet intertwined with the letter M. Beneath the letter are the hearts of Jesus and Mary, both surmounted by flames of love, one with the crown of thorns and the other pierced with the sword. Encircling all of this are 12 stars around the oval frame. Continue to move up the aisle and stop in the open area. The cathedral is laid out in the form of a cross, and you are now standing in the transept, or the arm of the cross. To your right is a stained glass window of the Nativity and a mural depicting the Adoration of the Magi. Move forward to the side altar of the sanctuary. This chapel, designed by the original architect of the cathedral, Napoleon Lebrun, was placed in 1887 and dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Above the altar is a famous Venetian glass mosaic of the apparition of our Lord to St. Margaret Mary Ellicott, which was set in place in 1915. Move now to your left and stop at the center gate of the sanctuary. The center aisle leads to the sanctuary, where the cathedra, the symbol of the bishop's teaching authority, bears the coat of arms of the current archbishop. The name cathedral comes from the presence of the bishop's chair. The principal work of the cathedral's 1956 to 1957 renovation was the construction of a semicircular apse to extend the sanctuary. The focal point is the altar. It is constructed of Botticino marble with Mondolato rose marble trim. Three bronze discs decorate the front. The central one bears the Roman letters IHS for In Hoc Signo. In this sign of the cross you will conquer. The canopy, or baldacchino, over the altar is of red antique Italian marble. The underside of the dome is a marble mosaic. Its central figure is the dove, symbol of the Holy Spirit. The mosaic carries in Latin an inscription which translates, "In every place there is offered and sacrificed in my name a clean oblation." White Italian marble angels stand in the corners of the baldacchino. In the curved wall of the apse stand six giant Verte imperial marble columns. Interspersed between these pillars, at the rear of the sanctuary, are stained glass windows. The center window, devoted to the Eucharist, depicts the sacrifice of Melchizedek, the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, and the Last Supper. The window to the left portrays three events in the life of St. Peter: his call by Christ to be a fisher of men, Christ giving Peter the keys to heaven, and his upside-down crucifixion. The window to the right reveals three scenes from the life of St. Paul: his conversion, his preaching to the Athenians, and his martyrdom by beheading. Between the stained glass windows are two mosaics in Italian marble. On the left, St. Peter stands with his basilica in Rome in the background, and on the right, St. Paul stands before St. Paul's Outside the Walls Basilica in Rome. In 2006, the tabernacle was moved to the main altar. The Blessed Sacrament, the body and blood of Jesus reserved here for the adoration of the faithful, is the most sacred place in every Catholic church. The sanctuary lamp to the left burns continuously as a reminder that the Blessed Sacrament is present here in the tabernacle. Look above you to the great dome, which reveals a painting of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin. Below this central painting, you see the next level of paintings of the angels of the Passion holding the crown of thorns, the blood of Christ, and the cross. The third level is of stained glass windows depicting the Blessed Mother, Saints Peter and Paul, and the doctors of the Church, Saint Augustine, Saint Gregory, and Saint Leo. The painting of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin at the top of the dome and the images of the four evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, at the base of the dome, were painted by Constantino Bramidi, the famed artist of the U.S. Capitol Building in Washington, D.C. Turn around and face the front entrance of the Cathedral Basilica and see the choir loft and the organ. The cathedral organ is one of the largest pipe organs in the city of Philadelphia. Above the organ is a beautiful stained glass of the Crucifixion, installed during the renovations from 1955 to 1957. Now, turn to your right and walk to the left side altar of the sanctuary. This altar, dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary, was also designed by the original architect, Napoleon Lebrun, and placed in 1887. Above the altar is another famous Venetian glass mosaic, this one of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, set in place in 1915. Turn to your left. The stained glass window at the top is the Resurrection. The mural below it is the Ascension of our Lord. The doors on either side of the mural lead to the chapel of Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament, which was constructed in 1954. As you walk down the side aisle toward the rear, you first reach the shrine dedicated to Saint Joseph. This new marble altar was blessed by Cardinal Regali on June 6, 2009. The refurbished shrine has a newly sculpted 7-foot marble statue of Jesus' foster father over the altar and new marble reredos. The altar formerly graced North Philadelphia's St. Boniface Church and dates from the late 19th century. The shrine is enclosed by sections of the original marble altar rail from St. Boniface. Next is the shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Cardinal Justin Regali had promised Our Lady and the Hispanic community to have the image of Our Lady, who is the patroness of the Americas, and Our Lady of the Unborn, present in the Cathedral Basilica. Unlike the other shrines, which have statues of saints, Our Lady of Guadalupe and her image on Juan Diego's tilma is a mosaic. Of particular notice are the individually carved roses that surround the frame of the mosaic. These mirror the same roses that Juan Diego delivered to his bishop at the time he unveiled the image of Our Lady on his tilma. Move to the next altar. Archbishop Patrick John Ryan was the 6th Bishop of Philadelphia, and this memorial altar is designed with the Celtic cross in the center. To the left of the cross is a statue of St. Patrick, and to the right a statue of St. John the Evangelist, Archbishop Ryan's patron saints. Next is the last shrine in this aisle. Dedicated in 2009, this is the shrine of Philadelphia's second canonized saint, St. Catherine Drexel. It was especially challenging to complete because the marble statue had to be based on the true likeness of St. Catherine. It was also important that the original altar be retained because it was donated in the 19th century by St. Catherine herself, along with her sisters, Elizabeth and Louise, as a memorial to their deceased parents, Francis, and Emma Drexel. St. Catherine Drexel was born in Philadelphia on November 26, 1858. Catherine's mother died a month after her birth. Catherine's father later remarried, and his second wife, Emma Bouvier, was a devoted mother to Catherine and her sisters. Early in life, Catherine became aware of the plight of the Native Americans and the blacks. When she inherited a vast fortune from her father and stepmother, and, at the urging of Pope Leo XIII, she began religious training and founded the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament. She financed the religious congregation and showered devotion and love on the most deprived people at that time in the United States. St. Catherine was canonized by Pope John Paul II in 2000. Turn to your left and face the mosaic mural on the rear wall. This mural was designed by Leandro Velasco and was also set in place to commemorate the 100th anniversary of Philadelphia as an archdiocese. This mural depicts people and events in the church's involvement with Pennsylvania history. At the top are the coat of arms of Pope Paul VI and John Cardinal Kroll, and at the bottom is the symbol of the 41st International Eucharistic Congress, held in Philadelphia in 1976. The historic scenes are of George Washington and members of the Continental Congress at Old St. Mary's Church. St. Catherine Drexel, the Sisters of St. Joseph caring for the wounded on the Gettysburg battlefield, and Commodore Barry, founder of the United States Navy. The representation of St. Charles Seminary, founded by Bishop Kenrick in 1832, includes a silhouette of the artist Thomas Eakins on a bicycle recalling his trips there. The other buildings are St. Michael's and St. Augustine's churches, burnt and rebuilt during the Know-Nothing anti-Catholic riots in 1844, and St. Martin's Chapel at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary. In front of the mural stands the statue of St. Paul, the second patron of the Cathedral Basilica. This statue was also moved with the statue of St. Peter from the Church of the Most Blessed Sacrament in August of 2009. St. Paul holds a sword commemorating the instrument of his martyrdom. This concludes your tour of the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul. We hope you have enjoyed your visit and will return again. You are now welcome to remain for some quiet and prayer. Before leaving, please sign our guest registry so your name will be carried in the cathedral archives. And be sure to check the cathedral's website to learn of upcoming celebrations. Thank you for your visit, and may God bless you.